is Willie Terry, labor, roaming correspondent for WOOC, the Hustle Mohawk Network, and I'm here at Siena College at the Underground Railroad Conference. And I have one of the presenters from the workshop called Havens of Freedom, a discussion of contemporary and historical African-American immigration to black lands. And his name is Eric M. Washington, and he's a PhD at Cabin College, right? How you doing, Eric?
Fine, how you doing?
All right, tell me something about yourself, man. You know, where you from,
all right.
How did you get into this?
Okay, born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, and educated down there, the elementary school, high school, university, and I got interested in African history as an undergraduate student. And so I pursued that in graduate school. I got my master's degree from Miami University, and then got my PhD from Michigan State. And since then, I've been teaching at different institutions in the state of Michigan, but I've been at Calvin College now for 12 years. And that's where I teach African history, African American history, I teach world history, and also direct the African and African Diaspora Studies program.
Okay. So what brought you to the Underground Railroad?
That's a good question. This is my third time here at this conference. The first time was back in 2015. I don't know how I heard about it. I had to have heard about it through some internet or something, some kind of internet advertisement. But I decided to go. I had an interest in researching Henry Highland Garnett, and so that's what brought me here the first time. I did some research at the Troy Library, and I walked across the street and attended the first conference, and the last two times I've been here, I've been able to present. So I love this conference. It's a good mix of, you have some academics, but it's grassroots. Got a lot of community people here.
And you come a long ways.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. Not that bad. I mean, it's a short plane ride from here to Washington, D.C., and I think it's longer going back. I got to go through Chicago.
Okay. Well, you're lucky when you got that snow here. You kind of missed it.
Yeah, I'm glad for the green grass.
Now, you did a workshop, like I said, the Havens of Freedom.
Yes.
Right? And what was your points that you were trying to bring out in this particular workshop?
Okay. It's something that I think about a lot, and that's part of my scholarship, is why did African Americans in the 19th century, why did they determine to move? Some of them moved to Africa, to Liberia, to be precise, but also some moved to Haiti. And then also, why in our contemporary climate, with racism, continued racism, especially under this current administration, why don't we have more black folk leaving this country? Well, I find that there are more black folks leaving the country, but really don't know. You can look at it. There's some YouTube presence of families who have moved to Ghana, and there have been others who moved to Namibia. So it's there, but you really got to search for it. So my question, that's what's driving me. So why do we stay here? And so that was my launching pad. So I wanted to look at this contemporary issue of more and more black folks actually leaving this country and moving to Africa, and compare it to how it's been historically. So it looks as though not too many people are moving, but at the same time, there's been a historic trend of people moving.
I mean, I know in the past a lot of the people that we know in history moved. Josephine Baker, James Baldwin,
yeah.
But now what? So Africa is the only country that they've been moving to?
No. I've read some other writings where there are folks who are moving to Europe. They're considering Europe. So it's part of a whole black international movement. But for the most part, there are younger black people who are moving to African countries. And they saying that it's because of they're tired of being second-class citizens, they're tired of the racism, and they feel as though they have a better opportunity to flourish and be themselves in an African context than here in an American context.
Mm-hmm. But you know, in Africa, there are some countries that are really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still got revolutions going on.
Yeah.
Still got civil war.
Right.
So, I mean, what area are you talking about? You're talking about maybe South Africa?
Well, there have been people moved to South Africa. But the majority of African Americans who moved to Africa, they moved to Ghana. Yeah, they moved to Ghana. So yeah, that's, as you bring up a good point. I mean, there are many countries that have some issues and probably wouldn't be the best places for people to go. I mean, I wouldn't suggest folks moving to the place like Mauritania or Mali or Congo. Definitely, Rwanda's good now.
It's good now.
Yeah, but most people are going to Ghana though.
Have you been there?
I have. Actually, I was in Liberia last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got back last Saturday, a week ago. And I've spent time in Ghana as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I love going to West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I feel home there. I haven't had any issues. I see all kind of cultural connections between West Africa and African American, especially someone like me who was born and raised in the South. And I think in the southern part of the United States, we've maintained, at least among African Americans, we've maintained a lot of African cultural values and African ways of doing things, and even our food is very similar to West African food. So I love it, and I can't wait to go back.
Well, and also Malcolm X. Remember Malcolm
X
talked about that. He was saying he went over there to Ghana, I think.
Yeah, he went to Ghana.
He was talking about how at that time black people was moving there, going there, but it was like ladder gag. And they wasn't thinking about the people back home.
Yeah.
You know? So are the people still, you know, who you came in contact, who went there, are they still thinking about the people here in terms of the struggle continue?
That's a good question. I had a conversation with one person, and she's from Brooklyn, and she's been living in Ghana for over 30 years, and she still maintains ties. She still has family here, obviously, but she left and she didn't look back. And she's built a brand new life in Ghana. She owns a restaurant. It's like a resort. And there are other African Americans who had repatriated, and they're there as well. So there's like a community. But she's still reaching back in some sense. There is there's an African American Ghana Cultural Association.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the exact name of it, but it does exist. And I think that group helps newcomers who are interested in living there, help them to adjust. So I think that there's still some networks that they've created.
Well, I think Ghana is one of the few African countries that really recognize, you know, the African American in this country.
Yes.
Because W. Du Bois.
Yeah.
And Nkrumah.
Yeah.
Was the first president.
Yeah.
You know, he went to school here.
Yeah.
And interacted a lot with African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to see the W. Du Bois Memorial in here?
I did not visit the center. Mm-hmm. I know about it, but my last trip, I didn't get to visit that center. That was something that was on my list, but just didn't get around to it.
Right.
So.
What about Kwame Ture? You heard Kwame Ture?
Yes.
He died in Africa. That was the whole thing about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, last week I met a woman. She's Liberian by birth. She's actually an American citizen now. She lives in New Jersey, but she was telling me that back in the '60s she actually knew Kwame Ture,
mm-hmm.
before he even changed his name, that she knew him,
mm-hmm.
and that she was taking, I think, music lessons from Marion Makeba.
Right, yeah.
And so his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, they were together. And so she actually knew Kwame Ture.
Right.
So, I mean, that's... So, I mean, she was telling me this. I'm saying, you know, Liberia, before everything really fell apart in Liberia, that Liberia was this haven for African Americans, even Africans, because again, well, Mary McCabe.
That's what America established as a colony.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To send black people back. And for that. So, if people don't get up and move to Africa, what would you advise? Would you advise them? Because I always tell people they should go there.
Yeah.
What would you advise?
I would advise the same thing. If I wouldn't, I don't press people about. Right. Picking up and moving. I mean, I haven't picked up and moved yet. maybe when I retire. But definitely, we need to travel Africa. We need to go to African countries. Instead of saying, okay, let me go to London or Paris or even the Caribbean. I love the Caribbean. Go to Ghana. Go to Angola. Go to South Africa. Go to Kenya. Do your homework. Orient yourself, but definitely make the continent a point of destination.
Now, how do you your family feel about it? I know you got to deal with your family.
Yeah.
So talking to them and what
are they? Yeah, it's. I mean, my sister.
Sometimes hard.
Yeah, they're open. Uh-huh. I've been talking up, traveling. My brother-in-law. My brother-in-law's been to Egypt when he was in the Navy, but they haven't been to Sub-Saharan Africa. So I'm definitely encouraging them to travel, and she's got friends that want to travel to Africa. So she's been putting them in contact with me, and I think it's probably too late for my mother. I mean, she's still living, but. I don't know if she would be able to make that trip.
Right.
that's a long trip. But I encourage everybody, and I'm open about my Africanness, my African identity. I identify as an African, not simply a Black American.
And that's a whole other discussion.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I don't identify as a Black American.
Right.
I mean, I identify as an African American in general. But I do emphasize the African. So I make that known, and I'm into genealogy and heritage and that sort of thing. So I know where I come from.
All right. I want to thank you for sitting down with me during this interview.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Doctor. Call you Doctor. Right?
Okay.
Eric M. Washington from Calvin Coolidge University.
Calvin College.
Calvin College.
Yeah, soon to be university. We'll be Calvin University in July.
We're living down in
Big Easy, the
Big
Crescent
Easy.
City.
Big Easy. All right, with all the blues and stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Thank you again.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.